This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall. We're so grateful that you've tuned in today. Thank you for giving us your time and your ear for just a short while. We pray that this teaching and this time around the things of heaven will be of great help, and the Holy Spirit of Almighty God will be able to use this to minister to your need this day. And now let's get right to the message for today in the Invisible War. Let's talk about deliverance. We come to chapter 6, deliverance from the devil, prerequisites for engaging the enemy in deliverance. Number one, a firm assurance of your own eternal salvation in Christ Jesus. If you're not sure that you're sure that you're sure, if you don't know that you know that you know that you know you're a child of God, you don't want to mess with this. You don't want to mess with it because the enemy will play games and it won't be a pretty game, okay? Secondly, faith in God to move mountains. Where do we get that? Mark 11, 22, 24, 16, and 17. Again, they came to him and said, why couldn't we cast this out? And you were able to cast out. This kind only comes out by prayer and fasting. But if you have the faith, if you have the faith, you can say to this mountain, be removed and it shall be moved, Jesus said. All right? A good knowledge of the Word of God. You don't have to know everything about the Word of God, but you need to have thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against God. You need to have implanted in your heart scriptures or at least a good Bible that you have marked so that the Holy Spirit can direct you in the confrontation to specific passages to deal with the lies of the enemy. All right? So you need a good knowledge of the Word of God. You need a recognition that Satan has already been defeated by Christ. He blusters. He has a big growl. He will scare you if he can. He will intimidate you every way that he can. But he is a defeated foe. And if you know that, you can look him square in the eye and go, in the name of the Lord Jesus, not in my power, but in his power, you're defeated. I remember a snarling demon was in my face one day. And this is the first one that ever addressed me personally. I'd always been the prayer partner in the room, you know, shaking. I'd always been in the corner, okay? And then all of a sudden, one addressed me one day and said, you're weak. You're weak. And he was taunting me, okay? Like a bully, like a little bully at school would taunt you. He was taunting me to get me into it. He was seeing if my flesh would get angry at him. And I just ignored him. And he just kept saying, you're weak. You're weak. You're weak. You're weak. Finally, I turned to Colossians 2, 13 through 15. And he disarmed the rulers and authorities, and I began to read it out loud. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and made a public display of them, having conquering them through Christ. And then all of a sudden, that smart aleck demon was not smart aleck anymore. He just kind of went, shut up. Just shut up. Just shut up. All of a sudden, the smirks were gone. They are defeated, but you must understand that they are defeated. There must be a humble dependence on and trust in God. Pride brings defeat. Proverbs 3, 5 through 7. Lean not unto thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him. You must understand that you cannot fight the enemy except in the union that is yours in the Lord Jesus. It is the Lord's power, not your power. It is His life, not your life. It is His understanding, not yours. It is the Lord Jesus. You must understand that if it were not for the presence and power of Christ, you, in fact, would be defeated. The prayer that God answers, James 5:16. God answers the prayer that's prayed under the sacrifice of Christ. This is essential stuff, folks. If you do not come through the sacrifice of Christ, your prayers will not be answered. Not any prayer of deliverance. It is through Christ alone that our prayers are answered. God answers the prayer that's specific. You have not because you ask not. Now, I want to stop here for just a minute, and I want you to get a handle on this. Deliverance, folks, has taught me how to pray. Not just in deliverance. It's taught me how to pray about everything. Be specific when you pray. Be exact when you pray. It may not even make sense to you what's on your heart, but the Holy Spirit is showing you what to pray. So be specific. Don't just say, Lord, bless all the missionaries and may all the world get saved. Okay? Be specific. Lord, it's this nephew that I want you to heal. His attitude. And it's this attitude that I want you to take care of in my family and in my life. It's this thing. Be specific. You have not cause you ask not. Be specific when you pray. Number three, God answers the prayer that's prayed in the Spirit. We've talked about that. Let the Lord tell you what to do. Let Him take charge of the deliverance session. Because, listen to me, folks, no one is to be exalted but the Lord Jesus. He is the Anointed One. That is His name. Christ means the Anointed One. All we do is share in His anointing. It is in our union with Him. If you're saved, you got enough power to deliver anybody from any demon at any time in Jesus. All right? God answers the prayer that's prayed in the Spirit. And God answers the prayer that is offered in submission to His will. Not my will, but thine be done. I can't tell you how many times I'll be in a session with someone that will ask for prayer, and they truly are tormented, and they truly want to be free, but they're not willing to submit themselves to Christ. I will pray for them, but I will not engage the enemy. Essential preliminary questions before engaging the enemy. Number one, do you know Christ as your Savior? It will do no good. Yes, you can run demons off from a non-believer. You can do that. But let me tell you something. The Bible makes it very plain that if the house is not swept and clean and filled back up, those demons will bring back seven times worse buddies. Okay? So it's not just about getting rid of demons. It is about making sure the person has a commitment to Christ, so that this is the beginning or a continuation of their sanctification, being made like Christ. Has there been a time when you have trusted Him to save you from your sins? Tell me about it. I want to know specifically when that person was saved. And if there's not a clear testimony of their walk with Christ, of their commitment to Christ somewhere along the way, I will do all I can to lead them to faith in Christ, all right? Through the four spiritual laws, through the Roman road, whatever you use, that's fine. But make sure before you ever engage the enemy, the person is a believer. Number two, if Christ comes to deliver you, if He answers our prayer for your deliverance, if He removes what's tormenting you, are you willing to serve Him the rest of your life? If God only gives you one more week upon the earth, are you willing to serve Him with your days? Folks, I'm just telling you how I handle it. If there's any hesitation to that question, I will not engage the enemy in their life. I will not go there. But rarely when somebody comes, if they ask for prayer and they really want free, and if they are a believer, they're ready to be free. They're ready to commit their life to Christ. And so we can continue. Essential preliminary declarations in prayer. Number one, total dependency and absolute trust in Christ. Number two, ask the Lord to do what needs to be done. This is as you pray. Lord, we depend only upon You. Declare it out loud. Specify it, okay? Ask the Lord. Lord, You know what needs to be done here. You come and do it. If You don't deliver, there'll be no deliverance. This is up to You. Take authority. Now, what does that mean? Matthew 28:18, Jesus said, all authority is given to Me, both in heaven and upon earth. Go ye therefore, right? So we go in the authority of the Lord Jesus. Now Luke 10:19. Listen to the Word of God. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. Now, did Jesus mean that? He gave you His authority. In Him, you have all authority. As we've studied, we've already talked about the issue of dominion. I won't repeat that. But in Christ, all other names are underneath His name. And He has delegated, He has relegated, He has given in our union with Him, His believers, this amazing authority. Take authority as you pray. Lord, it is in Your name that we come. It is in the power of Almighty God. You've heard me pray this every time we've met. No other voice be heard but the voice of the Lord Jesus Christ. There are demons that are on assignment to block deliverance. I have seen a demon by the name of false deliverance. And the person will go through deliverance, and it's phony as a $3 bill. It's a demon that's hiding other demons. The real stuff is behind it, all right? I know that's troubling. This whole thing is troubling, folks, okay? Don't try to understand it. I'm just trying to tell you that the supernatural world has all kinds of schemes that your mentality, my mentality, can't get around. But I have seen this, all right? So you have to bind all lying and hindering and blocking spirits of any kind, and that's where you begin. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, I bind you with the threefold cord. Where do we get that? We get that in the Old Testament. A threefold cord is not easily broken, and you use the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. I bind you with a threefold cord that cannot be broken. You will go where Jesus tells you to go when Jesus tells you to go. I always refer to the authority of Christ, okay? I mean, you can go ahead and wrestle with them yourself, but it's a whole lot better. You will do what Jesus says. He's here. We've asked Him to come. He's doing this, and you will go where Jesus tells you to go when He tells you to go, okay? Then there will be no manifestations except the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And how I do this, if there's any resistance, I put the folks in the circle of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ for healing, for protection, for His work. There's no power greater than the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus. Amen? Now listen carefully. Sometimes a demon has been there for generations. He is an old, nasty one. Okay? He's been there a long time, and he has more power, and they're all nasty, but this one's rough. Okay? He doesn't want to come. And so he'll fight you. Okay? So what you do, let me just tell you what I've learned. You say, Lord, I ask you to put every resistant demon, any demon that's resistant to your work, I put in the name of the Lord Jesus in the circle of the light of the glory of the Lord Jesus. And for every moment that they resist, I ask you to intensify your light a billion times 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 a billion times, and I just go at it every second. Now, the one thing demons can't stand is Jesus. They don't like us much, but they hate Him. I mean, they despise Him. And so if they have to sit there and look at Him and the glory of the Lord Jesus intensify, I don't care how bad and ugly they are, they'll be ready to get out of there. Okay? So again, there'll be no manifestations except the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. By the way, they like to act out. They like to manifest because that'll scare you. They like to divert you. They like to do anything. They like to get into an argument with you. They like to attack you. They like to get your mind off of Jesus and onto them, okay? That's what they try to do. And so what you do is very simply this. If there is a manifestation, don't allow it. You say, how does that? Well, just pour the blood of the Lord Jesus down their throat 300 billion times per second, and you'll see them choking. They'll go, okay? I told you, you're not going to manifest. You're going to do what Jesus says. Now, you can't do that in your own power. But in Jesus' power, you've got that kind of authority. All right? And then if they still laugh at you, just 400 million times per second, 500 million times per second, 700, before long, it'll be done. All right? Now, bring the power of God, the Word of God, and the blood of the Lord Jesus to bear. By the way, in the book, I have formulas. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let me tell you another way I've learned to do this, which is every bit as effective, even more. I bring the power of God to bear, the Word of the Lord to bear, the blood of the Lord Jesus to bear, a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion times. And by the way, I had a mathectomy when I was born, so those of you that are mathematicians and understand this, but anyway, this works, all right? A billion times a billion times a billion times a billion times a billion, just kind of pour it on, a billion times a billion, and bring it to the 100th power. And put it upon the enemy's head, upon all these demons that are involved, and intensify it, okay, every second they resist, the destruction and torment that Jesus put upon Satan's head at Calvary, okay? And after a while, once again, there's not going to be much resistance. You'll see a tremendous difference, all right? Now, pulling down of strongholds, the enemy's fortresses, the hiding places. Now, what we have here, think of a stronghold as a wall or a tower or a fortress. We get that term, of course, from the Scriptures as we've studied in Corinthians. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal but spiritual for the pulling down of fortresses, strongholds, all right? And so basically what happens is that a fortress, a stronghold, or Ephesians 4:26, a topos, what is a stronghold? It's a place for the enemy to work in your life. And these places for the enemy to work in our lives, okay, are based upon lies. Every fortress, every stronghold of the enemy is based upon a lie of the enemy. He is the father of lies. Everything he does, every scheme is based upon a lie and our willingness to believe this lie, okay? And so the longer we believe the lie, the bigger the stronghold gets. The bigger the wall is built. The heavier fortress is made. And if a family believes this lie over generations, it gets to be formidable. It is huge and powerful, all right? So again, these lies, you've got four different sizes of strongholds in the image here. Well, there can be one. There can be hundreds of these. Depends on the person. Depends on how many lies. You see, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And if you have built your life upon lies, you have given the enemy entrance to build these fortresses in your life. And wherever you find, usually griefs, sorrows, wounds, places of pain that are not dealt with at Calvary. How do you deal with them at Calvary? Isaiah 53, He bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our iniquity, and by His stripes we are healed. So if these places of wounds have never been taken to Calvary, they can't be healed yet. The only healer is the Lord Jesus, and the only power to heal is the blood of the Lord Jesus. And so if you don't take those wounds and sorrows and hurts and pains to Calvary, you have said to anybody who's willing to listen, I don't want to trust Jesus. I don't want to take my wounds. I don't want to take these bitternesses to the Lord Jesus. I'm going to fix it myself. What have you done? You've joined the rebellion. And you open a door. Ephesians 4:26 is the picture. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, for you will give the devil a place, a topos, a ground to work in your life. And that's written, folks, to the church. So what is the pulling down of strongholds? How do we get these fortresses blown up so the enemy can be expelled? You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, let me just simply say to you, there's a lot of definitions here in this prayer that I was fuzzy on when I first heard it. I had a lot of questions about this, and that's why I put a glossary in the book and in your workbook that discusses these terms. So let me tell you what we're doing here, okay? You need to know what this is. This is a howitzer. This particular prayer that I'm sharing with you is very powerful in the supernatural world. I want you to listen to me. What I have placed in your hands in this book tears down strongholds. It explodes them, okay? This deals with all kinds of strategies of the enemy. I bring the bindings, the judgments, the anathemas, and the covering of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ to bear. Whatever structure, level, spirits, materials, motors, batteries, light, shadow, or never. By the way, I would encourage you to memorize this so you'll have it ready when you need it. All right? And if you can't do that very well, always carry one or two or three in your Bible, as I do, in the car and wherever else I go, okay? Whatever structure, level, spirits, materials, motors, batteries, light, shadow, or never, whatever the demons, demon creatures, ancestral spirits and spirits of the living flesh, animal spirits and nature spirits, or any other spirits we may not know of, whether their foundation, formation, or function, all right? Whatever the assignments, curses, or judgments, ties, deceptions, destructions, triggers, batteries, and programming, without or within us, without or within the family, without or within covens, whatever their location or place, whatever their times, foundations, formations, or function. We declare them null and void and without effect, sending them back to their point of origin with judgment, pain, and condemnation in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right? You pray that prayer over the stronghold structure, the very fortress. What is the structure? Here it is. The environment. I pray this prayer, and then I say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to pour your blood over the environment of this stronghold. The system of thought, contrary to the teaching of the Word of God. Ideas learned as a child without biblical basis. And the places, the toposes given to the devil. The times we've let the sun go down on our anger, the non-biblical ideas we acted on to create sin in our lives, the walls of the stronghold, the sinful thoughts, sinful emotions, sinful behaviors that hurt us and have hurt others, the foundations of the stronghold, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5, surely he bore our griefs and carried our sorrows. He was wounded for our iniquities and by his stripes we are healed. The griefs, the normal emotions that express loss, the sorrows, the things that have happened we wish never had happened, and the wounds, the unhealed damage to spirit or body that's in continual pain, abusive action, or trauma. And then the cornerstone, the iniquity, the way of life built upon lies. So you pray the stronghold prayer over the stronghold, okay? And you apply the blood of the Lord Jesus from the prayer over the stronghold. Let me tell you what happens. It blows apart. It literally is like just putting a bomb there and exploding these structures, these places of hiding of the enemy.
Thank you, Rob. We'll pick up the next part of this topic next time as we continue in this series on The Invisible War. The Invisible War is more than just a weekly radio program. It is a lifetime commitment to helping you become a man or woman who experiences a life of freedom and fulfillment. This only happens as you completely turn your life over to God through Jesus Christ and trust in Him to completely work in your life. There has obviously been a lot of ground that was covered today, and you may not have been able to catch everything, or you just want to hear it again. Well, we have many different options for you so you can get these valuable resources. Go to theinvisiblewar.org. Now, from there, you'll be able to find all the books on this topic. Hear today's broadcast again, a place to share your prayer request, and a ton more. So go to theinvisiblewar.org, and from there, you'll find everything you need to help you on this journey. You know, it is by your faithfully standing with us that we're able to bring the invisible war to you each week by radio. Thank you for joining with us in prayer as we take this life-changing truth to the many hurting and wounded. And thank you for your financial support for the Invisible War. Please give as generous a gift as you can, and we look forward to hearing from you. Call us, 877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 877-808-8886. We have heard from so many of you over the last several months of how this program has ministered to your life. You have heard the incredible teaching on spiritual warfare from Dr. Randall, as well as many personal testimonies from very special guests. But we want to hear from many more of you. We would love to hear how God has transformed your life and how you have faced the enemy with boldness to conquer his destructive schemes. We want to share some of these stories of victory by reading some of them on the air, or even the possibility of having you join us as a very special guest in an upcoming broadcast. Your story may be exactly what other listeners need to hear to turn the corner and begin to apply the same valuable principles that Rob shares on a regular basis. Write your story and send it to us by email at askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. Once again, the email address is askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can send your letters to The Invisible War, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. You can also go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org and go to the Contact Us section and find an option that works best for you to send it to us. Your story of healing and victory may be just the exact message others need to hear to find the same victory in their lives. We'll be looking forward to including these incredible stories in future programs, so email us today with yours. That's askrob@theinvisiblewar.org.
Thank you for listening. We look forward to next week when we share once again the Word of God from His heart to your heart in the Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.